Natasha Delaclaude.
Dus
today is the opening of an exhibition of what?
On the history of Tibet. When the Dalai Lama came to Auroville in January, 20th of January, he had a discussion with Tibetans from Pondicherry and from Auroville. And at the end, he talked to them about history. And he suggested that, why don't you do an exhibition on history of Auroville in, of Tibet, sorry, in the pavilion itself. So we have been working for a few months. We have been collecting documents. And that, today it's the results of our research and our work.
So who was working on that exhibition?
I've been the main person working on it, but I've got a lot of people have helped and collaborated. The Dalai Lama, first of all, has presented two beautiful tankas, which is they are signed by him. So he said it's my participation to your exhibition. And after that, I went twice to Dharamsala and I got a lot of the documents. Some other documents I got from abroad, from America or from England, from some museum, some people who are collecting, from France, a lot of documents also. People who are collecting old, like old coins, old notes and things like that. So they sent me scans and I assembled everything in the Photoshop and Illustrator, and we got this panel, 25 panels.
They're beautiful, yeah. But how come that you did it? Why the Tibetan? Because I know we got a community of 9 or 10 Tibetan people as far as I know. So why they didn't do it?
You have to ask them, not me. Because maybe I know better the history than them. I don't know. I have written a few books on... Ask them. Nobody has done it. It's true. But what to do? It's so, like that. And he asked me, so I did it. I had no choice but to do it, though it was not very obvious to put 4,000 or 5,000 years of Tibetan history. Because he mentioned when, at that time when he was there, he mentioned that we have to start by archaeology. Not usual. Tibetan history will start with introduction of Buddhism, 7th, 8th century. But he specifically mentioned that we should speak about archaeology, which is 4,000 or 5,000 years old. So these 5,000 or 6,000 years of Tibetan history are in 25 panels. So we had to slice this history, so it's not obvious. But
so this one is a one-of-the-kind exhibition, I think.
I think so, that not in that form, yes, I think, with all the... Because men, in Dharamsala, for example, where the Dalai Lama lives, they've done many exhibitions, but more of modern, or the history of the refugees after 1959. But, I mean, the whole history of Tibet, I think it's certainly one illustrative history. I mean, thousands of books have been written, no? But more on specific period of the history. Here we have tried to cover the whole history.
How long the exhibition will be open?
Here we'll still till the end of December, but when we don't have another exhibition in the pavilion, we will put back this one. And hopefully it will also circulate in India. If the Tibetans are interested, they can have in Dharamsala or Delhi or wherever.
You already made some plans where to send?
No. They have to make the plans now. I've done my part of it. I think they are interested to have 2-3 people ask me already, why don't you come here in Delhi or in Uttar Pradesh or different place in India. But it's up to them after, because I'm not going to... We'll give them the panels. They will have to do the hanging and the publicity for it and everything. We have put in the advertisement, in the poster, three young Aurovillians. Actually, it's 2 are 6 years old and one is 87, General Krishna Tiwari. But he says, oh, I'm a young Aurovillian also. So we have advertised for 3 young Aurovillians. That 2 young Tibetans and Krishna Tiwari.
So I believe that you are personally involved with Tibetan culture for how long now?
No, 40 years. Long time.
So you managed to meet Dalai Lama when he was first time here in 70?
No, I met him second time. 73, I came in 1974 to Auroville. He visited Auroville in January 73. I came only 1 year later. So I didn't meet the first time, only the two, 93 and 2009.
In that visit 2009, did you speak with him personally?
Yeah, but obviously there's where we have a movie. We'll show the movie after the inauguration. You can have a look at the movie. You can see the three visits. So he stayed one day, a little bit more than one night and one day in Auroville. So I went to pick him up in Melbourne and came here. And
what do you think about Dalai Lama?
Sorry?
What do you think about Dalai Lama and feel?
What do I feel about Dalai Lama? He's a great being. He's sincere being. It's very rare. I think he's one of the few really sincere and devoted. That's why he can fight a mighty empire like the Chinese Empire. He fight with his own means, non-violent means, which is not easy.
But in general, meeting Tibetans here, do you think that community will grow, or how they feel here?
They are growing slowly. They are growing more. More Tibetans are coming. 7, 8. I think on the master list must be 7, 8, and more also, just at the periphery. You should ask them, but I think it's growing slowly. I think in Auroville they have managed quite well to mingle with them. Actually, it's good for young Tibetans, because sometimes they don't have the opportunity also to mix with the other.
Why you think
by nature
that?
They are good. They are very able to mix with the others, but historically and even in exile, they have had not so much opportunity, especially in the young ones.
For the end, do you have a special message, maybe, going with this exhibition?
No, the only message, when you go through the panel, you see that Tibet was a very independent nation first and a very powerful nation at time. And at time, they have been also under the thumb of China or others, like India, like any country in the world. But they have their own culture, very strong, which is different from the Chinese culture. They have their own. There's one panel showing their banknotes, their stamps, their everything, which showed that they were a separate, independent nation.
Is there any special artifact besides these two?
No. Well, but it's already, we have two tankas from the Dalai Lama. Because, no, we have not special artifacts. But we have got quite rare photos. Some of the photos are quite rare, have never been seen before, that I got from abroad, or even some French people collecting artifacts. They should send me some scans. So there's some photos that even very few Tibetans have seen on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.